Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chav Zayin. We are on Kuf Chav Avma Beis. We'll start with the Gemara. That's where we got up to last time. Just to remember the Tiferet Yisrael and the Tosfos Yontif and the big discussion that we had on yesterday's daf relating to the Achbor Shechetzi Basar Vechetzi Adama. There's been much written about this animal, as the Rambam wrote, that he's heard about it. People have told him, but he finds it fantastic, and people have told him they've seen it, but he's never seen it, and it sounds like something that's out of the ordinary, so to speak. The Tiferet Yisrael, that quotes the scientists. There have been doctoral theses and many articles written. Dr. Lyman has an article, and others have articles about the Tiferes Yisrael's quote of the earlier zoologist link, and saying, have discussions whether he never saw the original sources, the Tiferes Yisrael, and maybe the original source link never meant it in that way, and it was a misunderstanding. So there was a lot of discussion about that. But in any case, the Yisod, whether it's the Chazal, never limited their discussion of only cases and animals and beings that they had seen. Again, even if it's something that they had never seen or that doesn't even exist, Chazal would still want to tell us, so what would be the halacha in this type of case? You know, if there's an animal that's half ground and half animal, so what happens, what would be the halacha of Tumah V'Tahara? So it doesn't really make a difference for us whether the animal existed then or ever existed, but the ikkar is, you know, whether what would be the halacha, and that's what we try to figure out with the Dvar Hashem, right? Just like Bizman Hazeh, when we study many laws that are in halacha lamaisa, but it's something that we try to figure out. Sometimes the Gemara asks my dehava hava, but the Gemara also says in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Aleph, right, the three cases that at least according to one opinion might not have ever happened. So why does the Torah have certain cases of a ben sora mora, of bais hamenuga, of yireni dachas? The three cases. Why drosh v'kabel schar? Drosh v'kabel schar, there's enough to get schar, there's enough Torah to learn. The answer is that in order to study all the Torah, what would the halacha be in all these types of cases, you know, that is what we're interested in. Even if the Lamaisa, it might not have been reality. So that's just to Ara, again, a big discussion, whether the animal did exist, didn't exist, but either way, Lamaisa, the halacha would not change. The cases wouldn't change, but the halacha would not change. The Chazal figure out exactly what the halacha would be in this type of case. Okay, so their Mishnah has quoted a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakhama says, if somebody touches the basar of this animal, this achbar, so then a person is tameh, it's nevela, and ba'adama, tahar. And if one touched the ground part of the animal, tahar. I don't know if I mentioned yesterday, there is the Mefarshim use this line in order to also to explain a pasuk in Parshas Va'era. Parshas Va'era, where the makos are described, and the mak of Arov is related. So the Gemara, the pasuk says that Hashem is going to bring the wild animals. Ani Hashem asati fedus veflesi umalu bati b'sar b'sarov v'gam ha'adam asher heimaleha. The language, Paraches Pasuk Yud Zayin in Shmos, is that Hashem is going to bring the Arov, and it would fill the Bati Mitzrayim and the ground. V'gam ha'adama asher heimaleha. So what exactly does that mean? V'gam ha'adama, just, it'll fill Mitzrayim. What's the emphasis of v'gam ha'adama? So one of the Mefarshim says, maybe it's to include these types of animals, right? This achbar, or there's another mention of it in Meseches Kelayim, that you can't just bring the animal if the animal is attached to the ground and you have all the wild animals in Mitzrayim, so you have to also bring the ground. V'gam ha'adama asher heimaleha. So that's maybe a reference to this animal. One of the Mefarshim say, Paraches Pasuk Yuzayin, here in Shmos. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda argued on the Tanakhama and said, well, it depends where you touch. Even if you touch Kneged HaBasar on the ground, you're also Tamei. So we'll have to see what that Machlokas is about. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, HaTameim L'Rabos Beitzas HaSheretz V'Kul Yis HaSheretz. HaTameim, the Pasuk by Shratzim, is to include Beitzas HaSheretz, an egg with the Sheretz inside, V'Kul Yis HaSheretz. As we mentioned, the Kul Yis, we had that in the last Mishnah on the previous Daf, right, the bone with the marrow, or the marrow inside, closed, not closed, at least in certain cases, it's going to be Tamei. Yochel HaFilo Lo Rikma, you might think think that the egg is going to be metame, even if the sheretz is not formed inside. Tamalomar hasheretz, masheretz sherakam, abetz hasheretz sherikma. Just like a sheretz is formed after it is born and exists, so to the basis hasheretz, yochal afilo lo nikvu. You might think that even if it doesn't have, the egg doesn't have a hole in it, is totally closed, and therefore is it possible to get to the sheretz? You might think it's even metame there. Tamalomar hanogeya yitma. And that's why we have the limud, as we quoted earlier, hanogeya, one who touches it, yitma. And we darshan, es she'efshar liga tame, ve'es she'efshar liga tohar. If it's possible to touch, then it's going to be tame, even the outside, even the shomer, even the egg. And if it's e'efshar liga, if tumas magi is not possible, then it's not even going to be tame on the egg either. V'kamana kivasa kuchota saira. How big does it all have to be? Tiny. Tiny, just to put a hair through. She'efshar liga kuchot asayra, because it's possible to touch within, and therefore you need at least a little bit of a hole in order for it to be metame. Good. Achbar shechesiyah v'chulus. Now we get into this achbar again. That is maybe died mid-forming itself, at least according to some of the mafarshim that we saw. An achbar that eventually was going to be all animal, but it's formed from the ground. And it stopped producing itself, it stopped being formed on the way out. I don't know if I mentioned yesterday, which was from the last cycle, but you know, the idea of an animal being formed from the ground is very unusual to us, but we know that's how Maisa Bereishis started. Maisa Bereishis was from the ground, right? What does it say in Bereishis? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was motzi all the behemos min ha'aretz. They came from the ground, as the pasuk says in Bereishis. Right, we had in Mesechta Avodah Zarah a shor makrin shor shakarnosav kodmos leparsosav. I think the lashon was whose horns came before its hooves. And what did that mean? Because it came adult already from the ground, and it came head first from the ground. Right, the original animals were not created as babies, and then they grew. Just like Adam Arishon was not created as an infant, and then you know he grew. He was created. Right, Bekomason Betsivyonan, all the animals and beings were created already mature and perfect, and as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create them. So the fact that we have an idea that an animal is from the ground now, yes, it's unusual and sounds like something that was not in the world of reality even then, maybe, and that was our discussion, but it definitely happened at once probably in history. Definitely happened to Maisa Bereishis, and that is described by the Gemara, by the Psukim, by the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and you know that is the fact that we talk about the halacha, you know, can be parallel to that as well. Okay, so we continue with the two dots. Achmer shechetzi v'chulu. All right, Rabbi Levi, v'hu shehitris al panei kulo. When is the case? And we think at this point that is going on the resha. So when do we say that if you touch the body, do we say your tameh? If it is fully developed, al panei kulo, at least one entire side of the animal is developed. So that's when, if I touch the side, so then the animal, so then it would be tameh, make me tameh. Ika demasi la seifa, and some say that it's talking about Rabbi Shimon Levi is commenting about Rabbi Yehuda, not about the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda omer afno gia ba'adama shekenegad ha'basar tamei. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that even if I touch the ground, kenegad ha'basar am tamei. And on that, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, v'ushe hishris al panei kulo. That's only if the animal was fully developed on one side, as Rashi says, because then it is called sheretz. So manda masila resha, if you say that Rashi Levi is talking about the resha, that even if you touch the actual animal, you still need hishritz al panei kulo, kol shekein ha-seifa. Surely the seifa, which is a bigger chiddush, you're not even touching the animal, you're touching the ground keneged the animal, next to the animal, so surely there you would limit it and say only if it was hishritz al panei kulo. Amanda masila seifa, but if you say the limit of Rabbi Shimon Levi is only on the seifa, that to touch, if you touch the ground, we're only going to see your tameh if it was pretty developed. Hishritz al panei kulo. So then maybe avo reisha avagav delo hishritz. So then maybe the reisha you would say even if it wasn't hushratz, even if it didn't become totally developed on one side, you would still say it is tameh. Okay, two versions of Rabbi Shimon Levi's comment on the Tanakama or on Rabbi Yehuda. Tana Rabbana. Mitoch she'ne'emar achbar. Once we know achbar, as the Torah says, one of the temeim, shomei ani afilu achbar shebayam, shishmo achbar. I might have thought that the Achbar Pasuk in Vayikra, the Achbar Pasuk in Vayikra, in Perak Yud Aleph, where we have the Psukim listed, would include even an Achbar Shebayam. Again, we're not sure exactly which animal this is, but a water weasel, as we'll call him, an Achbar Shebayam, that's also included in the Pasuk of Achbar, Sheshmo Achbar, Vidinhu, but it makes sense maybe to say the opposite, Vidinhu, Time Becholda, Vitime Beachbar. We know in Cholda is usually translated as a weasel, the Cholda is Tame, and the Achbar is Tame, Ma Cholda Mina Gadol Ala Aretz, the Cholda is one that grows on the earth, on the dry land, because as Rashi says here, there is no Cholda in the Yam. Achbar min ha-gadol min ala aretz. So too, the case of Achbar that's quoted in the Mishnah would only be one that would be on dry land, even though it is possible there is one that exists when it comes to the Achbar, but maybe we compare it to Cholda. So, Oklach l'derech zu, or should we say the opposite, as we had thought originally, maybe it should be included. Timei b'Cholda v'timei b'Achbar. Ma Cholda, kol sheshma Cholda. Cholda includes all animals that are called Cholda. Af Achbar, kol sheshma Achbar. Afilu Achbar shebayam, sheshma Achbar. So which is it? You could say, do you compare it and say it only applies here or not? Right, the original is, right, the Pasuk, if we look at it, in Perek Yud Aleph, back in Parsha Shmini, the Pasuk says, regarding the shratzim, v'zelochem atamei v'asheretz ashoreis al aretz. These are the shratzim, as the pasuk says. Remember, there are many animals that are tamei, that are not kosher, but there's only eight that are called the shratzim that are matamei you. Hacholed v'ha'achbar v'hatzav l'minehu. V'hanaka v'akoch v'alita'a v'achome v'atichames. Right, these eight are included. The choled, which is the cholda, choled, achbar, they're right next to each other, the first two, and the tzav. So, the Gemara is saying, if we compare the two, the Cholad and the Achbar, so is that a reason to say that the Achbar Shebayam is included or not? So, Tam Olomar Al Ha'aretz, that's what we need the Psukim to teach me, Al Ha'aretz, the next, that's the prior words. V'zelacham atamei b'sharetz ha'sharetz Al Ha'aretz, HaCholad v'ha Achbar. So that's why it is mentioned, those two words. And that's what, if you look in the Chizkuni on the Pasuk, Lahotzi Es Shebayam. Right, Al Ha'aretz excludes. That's what those two words are there to teach me. So now Al Ha'aretz. So the Gemara says, "I Al Ha'aretz Yochol Af Al Ha'aretz Yitame Yere Layam Lo Yitame." So if Al Ha'aretz, maybe that's not only, or maybe it is meant to not exclude a type of animal, but a place of tumah. Right, that if you have a terrestrial or a land animal, so then maybe it's not even metameyu if it's not in its normal habitat. If it's yira lam lo yitame. And therefore, as Rashi says on the bottom, klomar, omar ani, lo adrushenu l'chabamida zu elo lakach, bolo mar lo aretz yitame, bein achbar ayam, bein achbar ayabasha. Maybe all achbarim are included, and the pasuk is just telling you where the ma'isa tuma took place. Im ala aretz naga batar yitam enu, v'im nafal yam v'sham naga batar lo yitame. So maybe I should include an achbar shebayam, and the issue is only where it is matame. So the Gemara answers, tamalomar ha shoreitz. Right? The previous word, we're going backwards in words. Ha shoreitz al ha aretz. Kol makom sheshoreitz. Hashoreitz teaches me anywhere, even though Allah Aretz teaches me the limitation of the type. So the Gemara says, "Oh, Eino Ela Hashoreitz, Kol Hamashritz." Maybe Hashoreitz could be darshaned differently. Kol Hamashritz, any sheretz that produces offspring, that is Mashritz Yitma. She'ein Mashritz Lo Yitma. But if it's not Mashritz, doesn't produce offspring, Lo Yitma. Otzi Achbar shechetzi abasar vechetzi adama, shein par v'rava. Right, this unusual animal that we have been talking about is not par v'rava. So maybe that's all that's excluded. An animal that is not mashritz, that would not produce, right, Rashi, shein par v'ravin, klomar, shalohaya mipiriya v'rivya shal achbar. This animal was not produced from a period of rivya. It's coming from the ground. Right, so it wasn't produced from a mother organism. Lefisha notzar me'elav, Rashi's lashon. Right, it's formed by itself. V'hol sheino mashritz tor. So maybe that's what shoreitz is excluding. Excluding this type of animal. Because shoreitz is, as Rashi says, a lashon of paru vayishritzuhu. Right next to paru pruervu. So it means to multiply. V'lo lashon richush v'niyanua. Even though usually we think sheretz means a creepy crawly, one that's next to the ground, but this mashritz could also mean, right, you have the pasuk by Peruvu issues to the beginning of Shmos, and therefore maybe that's what it is excluding. Ula ola mashritz continues, yered layam lo yitame. But maybe if an animal goes down to the yam, so it wouldn't be, right, it would not be matame you, right? That should not be that should not be the limud. Tachi kamer al haaretz afilu achmer shebayam yerid layam lo yitame v'yafilu sheyabasha v'ashoreitz upreirve yitmash ino shoreitz lo yitma. Right, only one that is that does not have this ability, that does not come out of parin v'ravin. Okay, a lot to say there. Let's just continue. The Gemara says v'dinu. And maybe you should say the logic. Timi behold of a timi beachbar, right? The two of them, the two shvatzim, the first two on the list. Macholda kosher shmacholda av achbar kosher shmoachbar av yachbar shechazi baza vechazi adama. Maybe this half land, half animal being is called an achbar. So maybe mashritz, right? Sheretz excludes, but on the other hand, maybe logically, I should say the hekish is that they should be included in anything that's called an achbar. O klach lederach zu, machol da par v'rava, achbar par v'rava. So what do you do? Tamalomar basheretz. So we include this. That's the previous word. Basheretz, hashoretz, al haaretz. So we have darshan every phrase in the pasuk al haaretz to exclude water achbarim, hashoretz is to compare the wherever you are is going to be matama you. Basheretz is to include this achbar she chatzia behema v'chatzia adama. So that's what's included. Two other points. Parin v'ravin, I don't know if we mentioned this last time, but again, the kava mina to exclude parin v'ravin, so we know Chazal also differentiated in halacha, not in terms of tumah v'tahara, but we know in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, we know the Gemara says in Shabbos and Afkuf Zayin that, at least according to some Tanoim, one is only chayiv for killing on Shabbos an animal that is parin v'ravin, that is produced by a mother organism. And the Gemara talks about lice, right? That's the famous discussion of kinim, right? The Brisa says there, kuv zayin amavez in Shabbos, ha'ho, rabbi Blazer omer, ha'ho, kinim b'Shabbos, kore gamal b'Shabbos. If you kill a louse on Shabbos, rabbi Blazer holds, it's like you're killing a camel on Shabbos. Meaning you're chayiv for netilat neshama, for shochet. Maskav lo Rav Yosef, ad kan lo pligi rabbana le Rabbi Elazar, and when do the Rabbi Elazar argue, when do the rabbana argue with Rabbi Elazar? Ela b'kina, by lice. De'ena para v'rava, because it doesn't reproduce in the normal way. Aval shar shkatsim ramasim to parin v'ravin lo pligi, but other shkatsim ramasim they would include. But it's clear, right, from the Gemara that they classified the lice as enem parin v'ravin. So we discussed often the issue of science and Chazal's knowledge and even pashtus. You know, the fact that if we say that Chazal were based on the science of the times, that's not less of a chisaron. That's something that we should think about, that they there's any lack if they believed in the science of the times. But the halacha, the question is, so what about the halacha? Would the halacha change or not? And that is again a discussion of the poskim and the mefarshim. So let's say lamaisa, if they say killing lice on Shabbos is mutter because it's not part of a raven, because they believed in some type of spontaneous generation, and later, you know, it was discovered or uncovered that really it's not coming from the lice aren't produced from the rotting fruit itself, but it's from the eggs that are given laid by the previous, you know, shrutzim. So does that change the halacha? So l'chumra, we would definitely generally not rely on it l'kula. It's still mutter, right? Or not. Or do we say yes, and that's Rav Dessler's letter that we mentioned often, in Perek Dalid, Chelek Dalid of Michlam Elio on page 356, where he discusses, it could be, and again, some of Farshim are machalik between Chazal and Rishonim. Chazal might have had a certain siyata d'shmaya that, you know, they were baskols and tchias amesim, and there's a lot that bizman Chazal that occurred that are superhuman, so to speak. So to say that ein par v'ravin could mean, says Rav Dessler, that even if they might have known par and v'ravin, but halachically, because it's not recognizable to the naked eye, it's keilu we treat it as ein par v'ravin, and we're allowed to do that. Or like the other example given, we had earlier this Masechta, Right? Two out of three, this is really mentioned in Shabbos, but it's mentioned a little bit here. Remember the case of the clawing of certain animals, cats and dogs. Some of them were poisonous, some of them were not poisonous. What's called the trefa, what's not called the trefa. So again, the clawing, which was the poison that was put out by the nails of a cat or a dog, as we had earlier. So, is that something? We don't know anything about that, right? That was the case that we had earlier here in the Masech. So those are two of the three cases. The other case he talks about is Mayim Shalanu from Masech Psachim, that the water is warmer in the morning because what do they believe that it was warmer because the sun was underneath the ocean. Okay, either way, these are the three cases. The Drusa L'chatul V'lo L'kelav that we had earlier in Chulin here in Daf Nun Gimel, the case of Mayim Shalanu, Psachim Sadi Dalet, and the case of Kinim, which is Shabbos Kuf Zayin. Right, those are the three cases that Rav Dessler discusses. And he says, She'be'elu v'chayotze be'elu l'olam ein adin mishtana. He's a big believer in the din is not going to change. Even if we think the reason doesn't apply because it was under mistaken, scientific evidence. And he quotes, you could even be mekel regarding these dinim. Why? Right, 2 points. Number one, what I just said before, that even you might consider it ke'ilu. Number two, it could be the Misorah, the Torah Shebaal Peh was given to them for going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And it could be the reasons came afterwards. The din is the din. There are 500 reasons for every halacha. Right, the Vilna Gaon says, for every din to Rabbanon, there's 500 reasons. So we think one or two reasons don't apply anymore. No, but it could be 498 reasons still apply. Chazal war megala every reason. And that's why the rule is generally Aval Boshet Batla Hatam Lo Batla Hadin, because we don't have the authority, and there are many other reasons that we may not know about. But if Dessler continues, Vatam Ki Es Halacha Yadu Chazal B'Kabbalah Midarei Doros V'Gam Yadu Min Anisayon V'Shamayim, and they quote Lamashal Shedrusas Achatol Alula Yoser Lamus Me'Ashedrusas Akelev V'Shamayim Anishavim Min Amayinos Baboker Chavim Yoser Aval Be'Inyan Ha'Esverim Hativiyim. Lo ha-hezber mechayev es hadin, elo lehefech. Hadin mechayev hezber. That's Rav Dessler's lashon. V'hadin, once you have the din, so then they went searching for a reason, but not that the reason was the basis for the din. V'atama muskar begemara einu atama yechidi ha-efshari be'inyan. V'im lefamim natu hazberim she'im lefim yivdias ha-teva shebi'imeyem, chova aleinu lechapes hazberim acherim, shem yizkayim ha-din al-mechono lefi yivdias ha-teva shebi'imeinu. And if they gave one reason based on their teva, but the din doesn't change, and therefore nowadays we might have to give a different reason, which is, as we just said, maybe because it's so microscopic it has the halacha as if, right, and not that it specifically would be any different. So again, in terms of the treifas, in terms of other things, mayim shalanu, and he goes through each one. V'chein kach yosef azeh v'gamim lo nimsa tam hagun na'amin be'emuna shlema sh'adin din emes v'el Hashem niyachal shal yair einenu limso hezber matim. Right, that is Rav Dessler's lashon. Again, not everybody has this approach, but again, that's his lashon in the Mechtav Me'aliyah. One point. The other point I wanted to mention on the lahashritz, where the Torah says here, the Gemara says here, mashritz is a lashon of puravu, as Rashi explains. Right, there are two times in Tanakh that we have such a lashon where there was a unusual and an amazing amount of paru vayishritzu vayirbu vayathu bevod ba'od. One is the famous one, and that's the beginning of Shmos, where we have paru vayishritzu, and Paro gets very nervous that the Jews are multiplying at an amazing rate. Paru vayishritzu vayirbu vayathu bevod ba'od. Rashi quotes, shehayu yoldo shisha bekeres echad. So we know Rashi quotes in the beginning of Shmos that they had six babies at once, shisha bekeres echad. And that's the first to discuss where that comes from. But again, there's another time where it comes up. Right? It comes up in Shmuel Beis. Shmuel Beis, when David HaMelech wanted to bring the Aron up to Yerushalayim, and tragedy struck, we know Uzzah, and therefore he stopped the parade in the middle, and David left it by Oved Edom Hagiti. And it was there for 3 months, Pasuk says. Vayeshev Aron Hashem beis Oved Edom Hagiti, Shlosh HaChadashim. Vayevarech Hashem es Oved Edom es Kol Beiso. And Hashem gave a bracha to Obed Edom, and David heard that there was a bracha, and he said, oh, it must be that Hashem wants me to take it up. And then he took it up, and then it went to Yerushalayim. What was the bracha? What was the bracha that the Pasuk is referring to? So Rashi there in Sefer Shmuel Beis, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ishto Ushmona Kaloseha, Yoldo Shisha Banim Bekeres Echad. Same thing, right? They had six babies at once. Shneemar, as a quote, he quotes a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Shishim v'shnayim lo'oved Edom. Was it six? Was it 60? There was a very large amount, right? That's the Rashi right here. And the Radak also quotes, right, it's based on a Gemara in a Brachas. Banu v'bonosu v'chal shaloh ha'islam bracha v'banimu ba'osher v'tosefes tova v'chol dover me'isha haya aron b'beiso v'rabeseinu darshu brachas ha'magimel v'eskol beiso ze'ishto u'shmona kaloseah she'yoldo shisha b'keres echad v'samcha ze'e v'chatsa pazak adivir yamim k'siv shishim u'shnayim lo'oved v'hi u'shmona kaloseah, right, that's nine times six. Sheyaldo shishim v'keres echad, heim shishim v'shnayim im shmona habanim. So that's the math. But anyway, that's six. Great, beautiful, it happens. There's only one problem with this one. Because it says that it was in Beis Oved Edom only for 3 months. So how are they having all these babies already? It says it was in Beis Oved Edom, shlosha chadashim. So how is it? David heard that we're having all of this bracha. So how are we supposed to understand that? That's an interesting question that is dealt with by the Mefarshim there in Sefer Shmuel. If you look at Rav Yonos and Eibishitz, Rav Yonos and Eibishitz discusses this in his book on Haftorahs, Avas Yehonasan. Because the Parsha Shmini, that's this Haftorah. Peretz Uzzah, right, to compare it to Nadon Aviyu. So there in his commentary on the Haftorahs, he says, Ha'adayin lo haya yodesh or yodesh shisha v'keres echad, she'i lo haya aron raksham shisha chadashim. So how is it? How is that possible? So the Vilna Gaon says they were very large, and you could tell they were having a lot of babies. Right, it was a huge pregnancy. That's the Gra. The Gra writes on the Nevi'im. He says, Shekiva Shehem Hayushisha Ubarim Barechem Haya Ha'ibur Godol Kolkach Ad Shafilu B'Shosh HaKadoshim Haya Nikar V'Yadua V'Yadu Sheish Kan Shisha Ubarim V'Kolach Hasil Shish V'Keres Echad. Okay, number one. Others say, oh, it was Hukar L'David Baruch HaKodesh. Okay, you could always use that. You know, David was told Baruch HaKodesh that they were having a lot of babies. If you look in the Avas Yonasan, the Rabbi Yonasan Eibishit says, Be'emesh Shom Loksiv Ela Beis Oved Edom, as the Radak also quoted. Vayivarach Hashem blessed him with Osher and Atzlacha. That they knew right away after 3 months. It was true, but that was not what David found out right away. Because he knew about the Osher and the other Atzlacha. The Chazal just added to us, this was also part of the Bracha. But it wasn't known yet. So either they were very large, or it was Baruch HaKodesh, or is that referring to that? But there's another shot. Another shot. The Mishmitz Ozav, a Likut, modern Likut on the, on Navi, quotes, no. Maybe the following. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that B'nai Yisrael or a family is going to be zochet to something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu already could start the process of Geula before the schus is even done. Okay, it gets into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's foreknowledge and our Bechira Chavshis, okay? But either way, says the Mishmitz Ozav, you know, maybe the following. I'll start it's the Maharsham. The Maharsham gave a halachic ruling based on this story. What's the story? There was somebody that came to a city, and there was a terrible decree against the city, and there was a tzaddik that came, and they said to the tzaddik, if you could get rid of this gzera, so then we'll give you this amount to tzedakah. Give this amount to tzedakah. So he said, fine. And they gave him that amount that stuck up, and they gave him all this money, and he davened, and the next day a telegram came and said the gzira is muvutal. The problem was that the telegram was sent 3 days ago. So the people say, well, we want our money back, because it obviously wasn't you, because you davened today, and the telegram was sent 3 days ago. So obviously, you didn't have anything to do with the Yeshua. And the Marsham, they came to the Marsham, they knew what, the Marsham says, no, it had to do with him. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that he would be davening and he would get the Yeshua, and therefore he already put it into place earlier. Where do you see that from? Right here. Shisha Mekeres Echad. 3 months! He made them pregnant a few months earlier. So by the time the end of the 3 months, it was already the end of the pregnancy. But the pregnancy had happened even earlier because he knew that the people and by Obed Edom would be Zocha. Shekivin sheyadu bashamayim sheim yitnu haschum letztaka levata lasagzera kfar gazru meirosh akeser yivata lasagzera vakol beschos oso maisa tztaka sheasu. Right, and that's the Marsham got the raya from this story, and that's how they knew. Okay, amazing. So these are the two places where we have Vayishritzu here in Tanakh. Vayter. So what do we do? What are we up to? We have included, you know, Achbar Haaretz, wherever he is Matame. We have included this Achbar that's half half animal and half ground. Maybe we should darshan it the following way. Remember the words basheretz hashoritz al haaretz. That's the phrase here in Shmini. So maybe basheretz laasui achbar shachazi yabaz v'chazi adama. Maybe basheretz includes that achbar hashoritz. Kol shehu shoritz v'afilu achbar shavayam. Maybe hashoritz should include all achbarim, even the achbar, the marine achbar v'imi shum al haaretz. And if you want to say, well, what are you going to do with the next phrase? Didn't the next phrase limit it to al haaretz? Al haaretz yitame yered layam lo yitame. Maybe that phrase should go again based on the placement of the tumah, right? And not, why do you darshan it, you know, about the type and not about the place? Amarle, omeachad shavite liyam makom tumah maliacha maliacha. Right, once you're saying the yam is a makom tumah, right, you would suggest that, so then why would you make any difference, right? If you're including the achbar of the yam, so then why would I say, right, only the aretz is a makom tumah, and not the yam? Right, Rashi, mali yetzi lachutz, right, what's the difference? So the Gemara answers, and therefore you shouldn't darshan it that way. You should exclude the achbar shebayam, but the achbar haaretz is matame everywhere. So Gemara again asks, Fahai al haaretz, well, you have another halacha that you could use al haaretz for. Again, not to exclude the achbar shebayam, but miboy leila hosi safek tumat safa. Maybe it's to exclude a safek of floating tumah. Dom Rabbi Yisrael Bar Avdimi al haaretz lahosi safek tumat safa. Right, to exclude if you're not sure about what type of tumah. If you have a dead sheret that's floating on the water, you're not sure if it was touched or not. Right, safek naga, safek lo naga. So, we would paskin there, even though the rule is usually safek tuma berushos hayachid sveiko tame. But if it's safek tuma safa, safek floating tuma, right? If I have a huge ditch, a bore with water in it in rushos hayachid, so I would have thought safek tuma is tame, but safek safa is tar. That's the pasuk. Rashi goes to Gemara Nazir, right? Umehaikra nafkalan beperek pastor the Nazir that we quote on the Mayim is going to be Tameh, but that's only by Tumas Vadana, but Tumas Safek. Question mark. So therefore, we're back to the question, and maybe Al Haaretz excludes the Safek Tumah Safa, and we still have the Pasik open. We don't have a Pasik to exclude the Achbar Shebayam. So our answer is, Tarti Al Haaretz Ksivi. No, there are two phrases of Al Haaretz, and that is why we get to exclude both. Right, that's what it says here. V'zeh l'chama tamei v'sheretz ha-sheretz ha-la-aretz. Ha-cholet v'achbar v'asav li-mineu. V'anaka v'akoch v'alit-ta'a. V'achom v'atin-shametz. And the pasuk continues also and has another phrase of al-ha-aretz. And therefore, we get to learn both of them. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. Let's talk about some of the shratzim. Hatzav li-mineu. So the pasuk said here, v'atzav li-mineu, right after, that's the next one on the list. Right, we have cholet, achbar, and sav. Sav limineu, lahavi, what does that mean? Limineu, according to its kind, that includes ha'arvad. What's the arvad? Rashi, min hatzav u'min anachash, some type of being that's made with the mating of a tzav and a snake. Right, tzav and a snake. So what is a tzav? So we usually, sometimes in modern Hebrew, we translate tzav as some type of toad. Some type of toad. Not exactly, we are not exactly 100% sure that would be the case, because the Mefarshim talk about in Hilchos Shabbos about trapping a tzav. Trapping a tzav. Right? Is tzav a turtle? Right? So if the Shmir Shabbos talks about this, in Parachav Zion, Os Mem He. Right? The Halacha, right? The Mishnayos in Shabbos talk about trapping the Shratzim. Right? That's the Mishnah that we just mentioned before, in Perak Shmona Shratzim. If I trap one of the Shmona Shratzim, I'm chayev, daraisa. So, if tzav is a turtle, are you chayev daraisa for trapping a turtle on Shabbos? So, Pashto says no. Why? Because if I trap an animal that is very slow, and it's basically nitzod va'omed, that's not going to be a nitzod daraisa on Shabbos. It's basically trapped without it going anywhere. An animal that needs to be trapped, that's what's chayev daraisa. But as the Shmir Shabbos says, Ba'alei chayim ke'ele, she'ein b'minam tzeda, haynu d'benokel efshal lakachtam, ve'in darkam levroach, k'go nimala v'tzav, lo shayach b'em isr tzeda. Right? It's not shayach b'em isr tzeda. Avalasu lakachtam b'yadam, she'em isr muksa. They're muksa. They're muksa, but there's no iser of tzeda. That's why most assume that it can't be, tzav can't be what we translate a tzav as a turtle, because turtles are pretty slow. And there's not going to be an iser of tzeda. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman here in the footnote, Shemati Rosh Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach, to lo aser mi drabanan ela babal echayim ke'ela shebedar b'derachal shayeches bo tzeda. Ela shu chole. What if there is a drabanan of chole, of tzeda? If you have an animal that's usually very fast, and usually has the malacha d'oraisa of tzeda, but now it's sick and has a broken leg. So now we're going to aser drabanan, that animal we shouldn't tzeda. Mashenkin bin namala, an ant, shebenaka lesha lakachta. Even if it tries to hide, it's just a muksa issue. And therefore, it's not a problem. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the mistaver shegam tzav hamur b'torah hu lo masha anu korim tzav, shehu olech ma'od la'at, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Right, we call tzav, and when the Torah calls tzav, is different, then that's okay. Right, I have to look in the, again, in the encyclopedias and of the biblical animals, right, you have a whole discussion of what exactly each of these are thought to be by the scholars. So Tana Rabbanan Atzav Lumineo Lahavi Arvad. But this Arvad is included a type of mix between a Tzav and a Nachash. V'chein ha-Nefilim v'Salamandara. Also included are the Nefilin, a type, Rashi says, Sheretz Min Tzav, some type of Tzav, and that's Lumineo, and a Salamander. What's that? Also a type of Sheretz. We know this from the last Gemara in Chagiga. Sheretz, Rashi quotes, Hanotzar Min Ha'or. A sheretz created by fire, me'atze hadas ha'dikshafim, using kishuf to create an animal by fire. That's what Rashi says. And if you look in Chagiga, Rashi also there, the salamandra is described there in the last daf on daf chav zayin. The salamandra chaya hanivres min ha'or kishabor in eish b'makom echad sheva shanim tamid b'li hefsek. If you make a fire for 7 years, that heat, that could create this this being, this salamandra, says Rashi there, and Rashi here, and Rashi adds here what the Gemara says there, Vasach midamo in ar sholepo. And if you smear yourself with the blood of the salamander, that protects you from fire. Protects you from fire because it was born from fire. It's like an antibody, right? Because it comes from fire, so that'll protect you from fire. If you look in the Chasam Sofer, Sam Sofer right here discusses this salamandra, and he says, it's very difficult to understand. He says, V'gam kasha lahalom sha'machashim yichon lebros b'ya chadasha. V'gam kasha shakaraba kraba l'rabos b'ya shadik shafim shloba teva. The pasuk would include a sheretz that's made through kshafim? That's an avera. So wow, that's hard to understand. Alkenio and his diet, he says, Chasam Sofer, Devade Biryahi, should be Yisod Eish. Yes, it's a Briya, it's a creation that comes from fire. Kidamasha Bishmaitsim, Vihigdela Beharim Hamarikim Eish Hayaduim. Volcanoes. It's a Briya that comes, that lives, that's formed, that grows in a volcano. Harim Hamarikim Eish. Mountains that spew out fire. They don't create them through their kishuf. They're able to use them, right? They gather brios, the lechabram, kisherotim lahoti asalamandra miyasodo, vahariag delim ba'ish kisheporshim lavir miyad mesim. They usually, these beings die, right, when they come out of the volcano. So they use kishuf in order to keep them alive. Alkein tzricham ha'machashvim lahachin lahem makom cham. Because they have to live in fire, so they need to be able to create a hot spot, right, a nice habitat for this salamander in order to survive. And that's why if they heat a kli for 7 years, fire, so then the salamander could live in this place. Kamosha mechudim kelim malei mayim ledagim. Just like if you put water in a kli in order for fish to live in, because they can't live on dry land, so you make a kli with fire in it for 7 years, so this salamander could live in this kli. Sha'az chamimuso karav liyasod eish v'lasham mecharim asalamadur v'mkom alavi lakan uparim v'ravim sham u'midama moshcha mene adam ene isha lefes man. Right, that's the Chasam Sofer right here. Right here, Chasam Sofer in Chulin on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. So, Right? It's included. It doesn't have to come. It's kishav is used to keep it going, but not to create it. Fine. Uksha Rabbi Kiva magia la pasuk hazeh. And when Rabbi Kiva got to this pasuk by the these animals, Omer marabu masech Hashem. When he got to this pasuk, he said this pasuk that discusses these types of unusual animals. He said, Hashem, you're unbelievable. Marabu masech Hashem. Yesh lechavrios gedelos bayam. Yesh lechavrios gedelos biyavasha. You have rios that live in the sea, and some live on dry land. Shebayam ilmale olos biyavasha miyad mesos. The ones from the marine animals, they would die on land. Shebayavasha ilmale yordos layam miyad mesos. Right, and if they would switch their habitat, they would die. You have some that grow in fire. Right, that sounds like Chacham Sofer. Gedelos ba'ur. Right, and some that are gadel ba'avir. Sheba'ur ilmale olos ba'avir la'avir miyad mesos. Sheba'avir ilmale yodos la'or miyad mesos. Ma rabu masecha Hashem. How great are your actions? We had earlier, back of your memory, Neil Atreifus, other psukim that were quoted. Remember of Yochanan, when he saw that bird that flew from flew and all the way went deep down into the water to get get fish, and went, he used to say, Tzidkascha Tzedek, Tzidkascha Kareel, right, the psukim that we had earlier back on Daf Samach Gimel, also, they saw animals, and they quoted psukim. If you look in the Rambam, in the Mor Nevuchim, he also discusses this Marabu Masech Hashem. If you look there in Chelek Gimel, Perek Chaf Hei, the Rambam has a whole Perek about all different types of nature. Shein Makom Leben Das Lomar Ki Davar Mimaisa Hashem Batel Ohevelo Schok. The Perek there is talking about how every single item in nature has a purpose. There's nothing that was created for nothing. Hashem declared, and then he quotes, there are many people out there that don't know, you know, what certain things are for. And we don't, and they don't know, and they say therefore they don't know, it's like extra. If God created it, it's not extra. That's what we believe. Certain psukim that give off that impression, no, just means that Hashem, there was nobody limiting God's power. Ela Maisa Chachma Muflaga. Kamo Shenemar, Marabu Masech Hashem, Kulam B'Chachma Asisa. Right, the Rambam, I'm quoting Rabbi Akiva, right here, Gimel Chaf Hei, in Mor Nevuchim, describing the Chachma of all of the animals, of all of the Bria. Good. Tana Rabbanan. There's a lot more here. I saw one of the Mefarshim discuss on Barchi Nafshi. Right, the pasuk of Marabu Masech Hashem appears in the middle of Barchi Nafshi, between the so here in the Magali Sashas, he quotes, says maybe it's meduyak because where is it here? Says the just lost the place. He quotes from one of Rav Shlomo Zalman's sons, right, Rav Dov Auerbach, the Rav of Tveria. He says in the middle of the parak it had Marabu Masech Hashem. Why isn't that at the beginning or at the end? Because the first part of Barchi Nafshi is all about the animals from dry land, and the second half is about the animals on the yam, the marine animals, and that's why in the middle is Marabu Masech Hashem, because that's exactly what Rabbi Kiva's point was. Rabbi Kiva was about how they Hashem created the habitat for each of them. Tanur Rabbanan, Vayter. Kol sheyesh biyabasha yesh bayam chutz min acholda. Everything in the Yabasha, there's a parallel animal in the Yam except for the Cholta. Amr Abziramaik, Kara Hazinu Kol Yoshve Cholet. Right, the Cholta. Amr Avunabred Rav Yeshua, Bebare Danarsh, the beavers of Danarsh, Eina min ha-yishuv. Right, they are not min ha-yishuv. Right, meaning they only are able to live in the Yam. L'may nafkamina. What do we have to know this for? So, Tosus quotes Rashi as saying, which Malkus do you get? Do you get Malkus for Sheretz Haaretz or Sheretz Hamayim? There's different Isurim in the Torah. So Rashi doesn't say have a favorish here, but Tosus quotes Rashi. And the question is, do you get, which Malkus do you get, and how many Malkus? Amar Papa, Bisham Tanarsh. Narsh should be excommunicated. Why? Tarbei mashrei ve'alise. What does that mean? Rashi says, Hachele v'ha'or im abasar, v'ha'alya klomar kulan kakatan kagadol. They're all Rishayim, says the, he says in the Shavi B'Shamta, everything. He just means like the whole kitchen sink. Right, their chaylev, their skin, v'alise. Right, once Narsh was mentioned, so Rav Papa mentions that the people there aren't so fine. Eretz, Shimi Dvar Hashem. What does Yirmiyahu mean by that pasuk? Amar Rav Papa, lo ava Narsh shmo Dvar Hashem. It's referring to Narsh. Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Narsha, Nashkech. Right, Rav, some good advice. Rav says, Narsha Nashkech, if somebody from Narsha wants to give you a kiss, mani kachech, count your teeth. Meaning they will even try to get your, take out your gold teeth. Nahar Pikoda Lavyech, if somebody from Pikoda is accompanying you, Miglima Shapir de Chazialach, from your beautiful coat, your cloak on you, meaning be careful. Pumpadisa Lavyech, Ashne Yushpizech, maybe change where you're going to sleep that night. Right, so the, one of the Achronim say, it's Min HaChomer El HaKal, Narsha, whether were the worst, they could even take something from your mouth. The next one at least can take your coat. The other one can't even do that, but they can take from where you're sleeping at night. Each one is another step in the direction. Amar Fu Nabar Torto, Pamachas Alachti Levad, Farisi Nachash Yukarach Alatzav. One time I went and I saw there was a Nachash and a Tzav that were hanging out with each other. Right, they were a little too hamish with each other. L'yamim Yatsa Arva Bein Bineihem. And guess what? They made it and there was an Arva that came out from them. And it was very dangerous, and the Arva was killing a lot of people. So they came to Shimon HaChassid, and he says, they created a new being, right? Kelayim. It's Bita Kenegan Mita. They created this, so it's going to be a dangerous animal, and it's going to be poisonous for them. But didn't we learn that it's impossible for these two animals to mate? Kosha Tashmishan Viburin Shava Yoldin Umagadlin Zemizeh. If their gestation and their Tashmish is the same, then they could create offspring. Kosha Ain Tashmishan Viburin Shava and Yoldin Magadlin Zemizeh. One of the Nachash has a different gestation period than the Tzav. So how is this possible? Amarav Neis Besoch Neis. Yeah, it was a miracle. It was as a punishment. It was an onesh. Hi peranusu, but this is a peranus. My nes betoch nes, la peranus. Yes, sometimes you have that. As a onesh for the people, it was a nes betoch nes, li peranus. Right, the arvad is a dangerous animal. We remember the arvad from Maseches Brachos. Remember Maseches Brachos? We have the arvad. The Gemara said in Brachos, there daf lamed gimel, Tanu Rabbanan, ma'ase b'makom echad shehaya arvad v'yamazek asabrios. They went and told Rabbi Chanina Bedosa. Chanina Bedosa, right, as Rav Asher Weiss likes to point out, there are many, many chazals about Rabbi Chanina Bedosa, but they're not halachic statements. They're all magical statements. Used to David and know who is, gonna get better and who is not gonna get better. So here, the case of Rabbi Chanina Bedosa, Amalem Heruli Escharo, show me the hole of the Arvad. Heru Escharo, Nasan Akeva Al Piachlor. He put his heel on the hole, the Arvad came out and bit him, and the Arvad died. Right, the Arvad died. So he says, Amalem Rubanai, Eina Arvad Memis, Ela Hachet Memis. It's not the Arvad, it's Chet. Ba'osa Shah Amru, that's when people started saying, Oilo, the great line. Oilo La Adam Shapaga Ba Arvad. Woe to the man who met an Arvad, Va'oilo La Arvad Shapaga Ba Rechidin Mendoza. And woe to that Arvad, who met Rechidin Mendoza on a dark alley, and, that was it for the Arvad. Okay. Vaita. Says the Mishnah. Ha'ever Ba'abasar, back to Maseches Chulin. Now we're about to get into limbs that are semi-detached from animals. Rashi points out here there's a difference between two types of items that are detached from a person or from an animal. There's aver menachai and basar menachai. What's the difference? Aver menachai is mitame, like nevela. Basar menachai is just also to eat, but it's not... is not going to be matame you. So aver v'abasar medolim bebehema. So if they are semi-detached, matame tumas ochlin bimkoman, they will still be matame tumas ochlin. What are you talking about? If you feed it, Rashi says if you feed it to a guy, Tosas Yadav says, because Jews aren't chashud to eat these kind of things. So matame tumas ochlin bimkoman, they are matame tumas ochlin in that spot, right now. If you are a machshava, on this limb that is semi-detached, it's already matami to mazochlin. V'tzrichan hechshar, but it needs to be hukshar. It needs to be hokshar l'kabal tuma. Rashi points out here, aye, but don't we have the rule that anything that will eventually be matami tuma chamura, like nevela, doesn't need hechshir? So Rashi answers, it's possible that it will never be matami tuma chamura. How? Maybe you'll do shchita. Maybe you'll shech the animal before it falls off, right? And therefore it will never come to tuma chamura. And therefore, you still need hechsher. So that's this limb. Nishchata behema, if the animal then is shechted, so then hochshru bedameha. So then it's not matami mishum nevela, and it's hochshar in the dam. The dam of the shchita is machshir lekabal tuma. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon omer lo hochshar. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not hochshar through the dam. We'll have to see in the Gemara why not. That's if it's shechted. So then the nevela status is removed. But mesa behema, but if the animal then died, right, so then habasar tzarech hechsher. The basar needs hechsher because it doesn't have tumas nevela because it was already, as we learned earlier, Rashi quotes the Gemara in the fourth parak, misa osa nifol. We already view it as if the limb was already detached before the animal died. Misa osa nifol, right? We had that earlier. It's not a nevela itself because misa osa nifol, and therefore it's nechshar basar min hachai, and therefore it needs hechsher. Right, ha'ever matame mishum ever menachai, v'ena matame mishum ever nevela divrei Rabbi Meir. The ever is matame as we had earlier. The ever, if a miso is osa nifol, and therefore it's not matame mishum nevela, is matame mishum ever min hachai. Again, we'll have to see what the lamay nafka mina. Rabbi Shimon mitar, Rabbi Shimon is mitaher it. Fine. Tumas ochlin in tumas nevela lo. So this semi-detached limb is matame mishum tumas ochlin and not mishum tumas nevela. Meaning, nevela here, Rashi Tosa says, means lavdavka, means tumas ever menachai. Tumas ever menachai is like tumas nevela. So, it's only metame tumas ochlin, but it's not metame ever menachai yet. So, hechidami, what exactly is the case? E demal and arucha, if it's a limb that's semi-detached, but could get better, I feel tumas ochlin, nami lo litmo, it shouldn't be tame at all. It's part of the animal. V'dein malan arucha, and if it's not going to get better, tumas nevela nami litmo, it should be as if it's already detached, and it should be ever menachai. So la'olam dein malan arucha, really, it's not getting better. I stay for it should be totally tame. V'shani tumas nevela drachmana amar ki yipol ad sheyipol. You have to have total detachment for tumas nevela. So therefore, it's not going to be or tumas ever menachai. And until you have that, it's not going to be tame. Tani nami hachi. Also, we learned ha'ever v'basar amududalin bebehema umu'urin bechuta saira. It's still attached somewhat. Yochol yitamu tumas nevela tamalomar yipol ad sheyipol. Fine. That's the end of the brisa. So the Gemara says, "V'yafili hachi tumas ochlin mitamu." But even though it's not mitame ever menachai nevela, it is mitame tumas ochlin in this state. Misayel the Rav Chiya Barashi, and that is a support to Rav Chiya. The Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Shmuel. The following: there could be a semi-detached item that has the status of detached, not for nevela, but for other halachas. Te'enim shetzamchu biyveim. What if you have figs that were dried out? That are still attached to the ground, but they're totally dried out. Metamos tumas ochlin. They're already metame tumas ochlin. It's a kilu is detached from the tree already. Metame tumas ochlin. Vatolish bein b'shabas chayiv chadas. Even though for hilchas Shabbos purposes, you'll still be chayiv daraisa because it's still attached to the tree, but it will be metame tumas ochlin. Another example of something that's physically attached, but it's kilu is not attached for certain halachos. And leim Messiah lay maybe the following tosefta also. Proves this. Yirakos shetzamchu biyveim. You have vegetables that were totally dried out. Kigon akruv adalas ein matamin tumas ochlin. If they're totally dried out, it's not matamin tumas ochlin because they're not roi la'achila. These items, like kruv adalas, are not roi la'achila at all. It's not going to be matamin tumas ochlin. Katzitzon. But if you cut them, the yibshon, and then you dry them out, if you were did that for other items, metam and tumas ochlin. So the Gemara says, "Katz of a yabshon sakadaydach." What does that mean? If you dry them out, eitz ba'amu. We just said they are dried out, and if you dry them out, it's not going to get any better. V'yamir bitzlach ba'amanas liyabshon. What if it means no regular ones that you took almanas to dry out? So those says the Tosefta are metami tumas ochlin. So taima de kruva dalasu. The reason the Tosefta gives these examples are they're kruva dalas because they're not edible when they're dried out. Kiva de yipshon labanei achila ninu. But har shar peiros metamu. Other fruit in this situation would be metame. Say echidami. What's the case? Eat the yabshon hein vokseh. And if they're totally dried out, then pshita. Then of course they're metami tumas ochlin because the okets is still there, and you know, you would be able to be metame. Ella la below oksayan. It must be without their ukits, as Rashi says. Look, first wine line. Idi after hein vuk sayin, the afalinian Shabbos, tolushin hein, if they're totally, everything's dried out, even the, their attachment to the tree, so then even regarding Shabbos, it should be separated. Because it's totally dried out, it's as if you could just break it off, and it's not attached anymore. It must be without their ukits. And therefore, Rashi says, third wide line, Umishim dukia di day itzrich lemisne. Diavo beidilin yin Shabbos mechubar and heilin yin tumat lushin in gedeshmuel. So maybe this is the proof. Even though they're still semi-attached by their ukit, so v'ruch Shabbos it's attached, but v'ruch ha-shnomus ochlin, they're detached. Answers the Gemara, no, la olam, hein v'okseyen, really they're totally dried out. The katzazan amanas liyapshin et srichalei. And the first line of the mish, of the Patafta is not telling you a chiddush at all. It's the second line. That is telling you the chiddush that if it's amanas liyapshon, it would be a raya. So there's no raya from that. Tashba, one more try. Ilan shenifshach. If you have a tree that's split, ubo peros, harahin ketelushin. Right? It's tolushin, meaning you have a branch that's off of the tree, so it's considered tolush. Yavshu, harahin kemechubarin. If they are just dried out, they're like mechubar. So my lav, ma tolushin lechol devrayim af mechubarim lechol devrayim. Doesn't this mean, just like by tolush, it's kilu detached for all halachas, so too mechubar, and therefore that would be a kasha, midi arya? No, hakadis vakadisa. No, maybe this, it's tolush for all purposes, but not mechubar for all purposes. And therefore, there's no raya. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots. But Hashem, we will continue here in Arva Rotev. Two more blot to this parak all about Tumah v'Tahara.